Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I am super excited to introduce you to our guest today, Rupali. Welcome on the show.
Hi, Tori. How are you?
I'm good. So let's take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and what your passions are.
Sounds good. So I'm an executive leader who drives digital global strategic transformation. So I bring a unique blend of leadership experience from product management, project management, and strategic transformation. A lot of time that can be titled as chief product officer, chief program officer, or lately it's been a chief innovation officer. But majorly, I would say it's my role as a partnering with C-suite, taking their vision, and then creating a strategic roadmap using emerging technologies such as AI, data, and cloud. And once that vision is created, then I build my cross-functional team and drive it through implementation. So my experience expands from vision, from planning to execution. And I think so I enjoy that part. And what I enjoy the most is working in a global environment. The challenges and the global environment brings, I thrive in that. So I enjoy working in cross-collaboration, cross-cultural.
Oh, I love that. And one of the things that I know that you talk about often is fixing the basics first before moving forward with innovation or growth. Can you talk a little bit about why that's so important?
Absolutely. With a lot of time lately, we are thinking about AI, and you've been hearing AI everywhere. And I'm having conversation with leadership and doing exactly what you are saying. I can give you one of the example. I was talking with a leader and started the conversation about how we can implement AI in my organization. And I said, okay, but first of that, I need to understand what your business process looks like. What are you trying to achieve? What is your constraints are? And what is your business goals are? No, I'm facing marketing challenges. Which product you would recommend? Which one you think is better for me? And I said, it's harder for me to describe you the product or a tool. I know you want to be that innovative company, but if I don't know who are your customer is, who is your targeted audience is, what is the limitation you are facing, buying and purchasing a new tool which has AI in it would not help to fix problem you have. So that's what I mean. A lot of time we wanted to start with innovation, but rather we have to start with why. And then understanding to achieve that why, what we currently have it. Like, am I ready infrastructure-wise? Do I have enough data? Do I have all this information? Then AI, data, cloud, innovation can help you. If you don't know and you just want to shoot in the dark, then it's going to be a long-term suicide, I will call it as.
Yeah. Well, it's so true because, if we just go back to basics, if you're going to implement a technology that's going to bring you in leads, but you don't have the customer support in line, you don't have the basics of your business built to, or the foundation built to support the number of customers that you're bringing in, then your business is going to fail. So you have to fix that, the back end, the foundation, whatever you want to call it, before you can implement a technology or piece that's going to basically expand and open up your business growth.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the conversation which I was talking to you at the end, it turns out to be he did not have information about the targeted audience. What he was trying to achieve through AI was to attract new customer. But who are those new customer? I don't know. It's just,
Yeah.
I feel like AI is going to be that magic, which I
Yeah.
just spread it out and I will get new customer without not knowing that who are going to be my customer, whom this product is going to be useful for.
Yeah.
So to be honest, it's like, yeah, getting to those basics, which is the marketing basics, we have to know, understand your customer, who are
Yeah.
your targeted audiences, whom are you trying to reach this product to, will give you the information to identify which are going to be the useful product. Because it turns out to be you didn't know need AI. You just needed a good marketing strategy. That's all.
Yeah.
You don't have to invest into a tons of dollars into an AI product, which is going to be
Yeah.
useless.
Well, it's so funny you talk about this because that's one of the pillars of my visibility framework, which is clarity. And that happens a lot when I talk to businesses because I always start with the visibility strategy because they'll come to me and say, I need XYZ, just like they come to you and say, I need AI technology. And if you don't start with the strategy first to understand and clarify who their audience is, what their goals are, what they've done previously to get to where they are and where they're trying to go, their idea of visibility or marketing may be completely different from what they actually want. The same with the technology that they're asking you to implement without even understanding who their audience is or building that foundation of their business to support the innovation and growth to come.
Exactly. The clarity word is so critical. And a lot of time you have said it about clarity and strategy. Clarity when you are talking with your leaders and you're talking with C-suites and getting their vision. But it also helpful into your leadership strategy when you're mentoring team. As your personal growth, what kind of leader I want to be?
Yeah.
Then I can invest my time and effort into be like that leader. But if I don't have a clarity, I just want to be a leader. But what does that mean? Leading
Yeah.
the people? Are you leading the people? You wanted to be a people manager or you want to be an individual contributor? What
Yeah.
kind of area guides you further, helps you to make that decision that where you should invest your time and money to be? So clarity is so important in every aspect of our life.
Yeah. Well, one thing I think that really ties into this is something that you also talk about, which is aligning people with purpose, not just tech.
Yeah.
So talk about how that makes a big difference in what you do too.
So building upon what we talked about is the clarity. So once we have that clarity, saying what we wanted to achieve in terms of goals, because a lot of time when I'm talking with C-suites, they have a lot of great visions. But what exactly does that mean in terms of a goals? For example, when I was working with a global CEO, we were expanding so quickly, he felt like all different regions, like I was working with North America, Asia, Europe, UK, we are all working as a individual silos rather than as a one company because we are a one company. So his vision was to make it as a one global collaborated team. Now it's like, that's a great vision. We want to spend an entire year on building on this. But what that actually means? On a paper, the idea is great, but I need to create a goal. So partnering with him and his stakeholders, like his global CEOs, CIOs, and CTOs, I came to identify what that goals looks like. So now that gives me clarity into what why looks like. So when I'm building my team, I'm able to tell them that this is what we are trying to achieve, and this is what your role going to be to achieving this goal. Because it's
Yeah.
always, I feel like in a value-driven organization, every one of us want to feel like we are adding value. With that, we
Absolutely.
want to feel like I'm also growing. So if I don't know what goal I'm trying to work for and what is my role looks like, it goes in all different directions. And this clarity on your purposes, saying this is our purpose looks like, and this is what we wanted to achieve. A lot of time, the team members would come back to me and say, "Hey, I feel like we should do it in this way. I have my previous experience. Based on this, we think like we should move in this strategy versus that. This technology needs to be that." So, giving that clarity and bridging that, I would say, gap between purpose and people helps me
Yeah.
to align to work together.
Yeah.
Keep them motivated because it's a long journey. It was a year-long project. If you do not know where you're going and what your role is, you're going to be shaking in between and you feel like, oh, this is not a project for me. I need to jump into something else. So all
Yeah.
these things helps in motivating people. It helps them to understand what their role looks like.
Yeah, and as you're saying that, that really reminds me of if you think about visibility, right? So there's different types of visibility, but what you were just describing there is for the internal team to have visibility for their company goal, mission, and their brand. And so the CEO or leader of the company has to really make that visible to their employees, their team, and their management across multiple countries and divisions. And so if that there's not clarity on that vision, like you said, you can't align everything, and then there's going to be mismatched ideas, or deliverables aren't going to be met because you don't have the clear picture of what it is that the overall goal of the company is.
I love it. You tied up to that bigger picture. That is so important because each project or initiative you're driving, it's not something in a silo because every organization has their goal. This is my three-year goal looks like, and this is the culture we wanted to build there. So you have that clarity, you have that visibility. Now you have to tie up that this initiative which I'm working on, this small product implementation I'm doing, how this tied up to that bigger picture, how I am adding the value that's you feel like, yes, I've been seen, I've been doing this. This is for this purpose. So this that visibility is so important. Yes.
And talking about visibility and you knowing so much about the technology and the products out there, if you think to the future, what do you think visibility is going to look like? Or what technology or AI or tools or whatever it is, what do you think is out there right now that's really going to amplify visibility for companies, for individuals, and for teams within companies?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. I've been getting that a lot, especially
Yeah.
on AI, and every leader wants to know because it's some of them have been working in AI for a longer period of time, and some are just stepping their toes into the water and understanding what AI looks like. Some are on the fence saying,
Yeah.
oh, I don't think so AI is going to stay for here. It's just a phase. It's just a phase, and it will phase it out. But that's not the case. And more they come to know that it's not the phase which is going to go away. So now
Yeah.
how I can be at a forefront of the technology? How can be I that forward-thinking leader? And
Yeah.
the response to them or to your question also is I do not have a crystal ball to tell you that this is particular the technology would be useful to you because a lot of time it's industry specific. Something which is working to a specific industry might not work for other ones. For
True.
example, healthcare has been a lot more into privacy, data privacy, and HIPAA compliances. If I'm working on that environment, I need to find a tool which is so data ethical and making sure that data has not been shared at a level. So that is a critical, same as a banking. Banking wants to make sure
Yeah.
it's more ethicality over anything else. Even if there is a productive, if I have to sacrifice my productivity for that, that's fine. But they wanted to make sure that ethicality is not given up. So what I would say is rather than focusing on product or technologies would be your skill set. AI is something which is going to be growing exponentially. So there is AI is a one component, there is a quantum mechanics is the another, or quantum computing is the another level.
Yeah.
And everything in that is what you know right now might not be the same 3 months later.
Yeah.
It's
It's moving so quickly.
moving so quickly, so hence your adaptability and agility is going to be a very critical skill at any stage of your career. Because if you are adaptable and agile, that if this is working, I need to pivot, or this is not for me, you will be succeeding in whatever role you're working on.
I
The
love that.
other thing is a lot of time I've seen it, organization is not focusing a lot on infrastructure. Because to AI to be succeed, any kind of agentic model would depends on the data you have it, the accuracy, the predictability which you want it will come if you have accurate data, because the model needs to be trained to be giving you information what you're wanting it for. So if
Yeah.
you do not have a data, I would say start working on building that infrastructure to gather the data. Data is a gold mine.
Well, they often, you hear the term garbage in, garbage out, right? If you put in, I mean, just in the basic, most simplest form, if you put in a prompt in like ChatGPT that is not, asking the right questions, you're going to get the wrong answer because you're not asking it the right question. So it's really critical to build the basics and the infrastructure, like you said, to make sure that you're getting the output that you need.
Yeah, absolutely. Because infrastructure is the important part because you have to scale it too. Right now, you can't build it for next year. If that's your mindset, you are not going to be functioning. You have to function for 3 to 5 years of a data collecting together and keep on growing at that exponential level. That's the infrastructure we are talking about. And again, making that fundamental call, saying, are we ready to do it on our premise, or is it worth to spend and explore outside world? So what I mean by is, if you are not infrastructure ready, you don't think your team is ready, or you do not have environment for AI to grow, I would say invest into the outside tools, outside organization, partnering with that. Maybe that would be a better solution for you rather than investing in-house products.
One of the other things I want to talk about along the lines of visibility is global vi visibility. And I think that right now, more than ever, that's something that's truly possible in businesses is expanding beyond our borders, really. Because, with not only technology making that easier, it's more of a norm. You'll have companies in the United States who work with companies in, the UK or Europe or England or wherever it might be. And that's just so much more possible, more possibilities now, more than ever. So I'd love to hear, since global partnerships are such a big passion of yours, I'd love to hear your perspective on that too.
I mean, yes, time and time through, we are getting more and more global. So, as you have said it, you might have clients who are sitting at a global level. You might be providing product to organization who has a client at a global level, or you are partnering with offshore people who are delivering work for you. In any capacity, global is expanding, and I think so it's going to expand more because the more we are leveraging the technologies, the distance becoming shorter and shorter. And that's then it becomes easier. In past, well, I was working in healthcare, and because of HIPAA compliance, the testing, the data sharing is so difficult even at the across. But now the way the technology is moving, you can redundantly create the data so quickly that it becomes more and more easier to test your environment better with a better quality. So I feel like it's going to be here to stay, and it's going to be expanding more. And it's in a way, it's so helpful because it brings you the diversified views, and that helps you to grow better. That helps you to grow your market because any organization, even starting very small, I've worked at a startup level, so I understand that any organization where it starts small, they're never dreaming of small or to stay small. Everybody dreams big, and I think so that big dreams comes with working with the global. And a lot of time global, when I'm talking to people, it's like, but I work in an organization where people are just in the United States, or I have a client who are just going to be around in my neighborhood, or I'm in a Midwest area, so they are just going to be focusing on Midwest area. Why should I have a global mindset? That's not necessary. But I tell them, even if you have a person sitting next door or in your neighborhood, or if you're selling to them, that person grows up from a different culture, from different environment. So global does not mean just the boundaries. Yes, it started with that idea, but now we've been having so many diversified people coming to each and every countries. You don't know who is the person sitting next to you is and what environment and culture that person has it. So that global mindset helps you even you're working in a local environment because their thinking is not going to be just the way you think or your family thinks. And if that is your targeted audience, you need it to talk from all perspective, not just from one perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's so important, and to really think about it in that way, not just borders, right? But thinking about, the people that bring the ideas as well, and having that bigger mindset, is so important in that thinking that you have for your business.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you've shared some amazing insight, some knowledge, some expertise. If you can kind of summarize that into one piece of advice that you would give our listeners, what would that be?
I know everyone wants to be visible. So I feel like in every role we do, we want to be visible. We want to feel that I'm achieving something, I'm adding value, and I'm visible to my team, I'm visible to my organization, and grow with that visibility. So I would say something which has helped me, and I feel like that's the skills I heavily rely on, is agility and adaptability. Especially if you're working in a technology environment, you're going to be seeing that world is going to be changing so quickly, and that adaption of a new technology, the adaption of a new skills would be so super helpful. Staying behind would not help you. On the fence would not help you to make visible. What is, even if you fail, that's fine. I think so. Most of the leaders I've worked with appreciate you taking the risk, appreciate you being adaptable. That even if you fail, you learn something from it, move quickly to a new things. So I feel like that two skills has helped me a lot, and I feel like that will be super helpful for anyone to grow their visibility.
Yes, amazing. Thank you, Rupali, so much for sharing that insight. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that is the key to the success that we're going to have moving forward. So, thank you so much for being a guest. If people want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
You can touch. I would love to continue this conversation. It's so much great conversation, and I hope your viewers can see I'm so passionate about it. But if you want to continue that conversation or have your own viewpoints, you can reach out to me on a LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is Rupali Kumbani, which is my first name and last name, and feel free to reach out to me.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being a guest. It's an honor, a pleasure, and I truly enjoyed our time together.
Same here.